WikiLeaks has published intelligence documents which it claims show MI5 and the CIA colluded to turn smart TVs into household spying devices. Let's find out more about this from Fevzi Turkalp, editor of the tech advice site GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, do you believe this?
Yes. One would be surprised if the CIA didn't have this sort of capability. We know that other hackers have it, and the CIA is probably the pinnacle in terms of their capabilities. So, yes, absolutely. Your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, your internet router, which is harder to protect in some ways, and all these Internet of Things devices, from, you know, your TV set to your, you know, Amazon Echo, and all these things are at risk.
And the smart TV idea has been picked up particularly. How would a smart TV be able to spy on you?
So some of the latest smart TVs have a microphone built into them to allow you to have voice control over the TV set, which is very useful. That means that everything that you say, and there was actually a scandal about this last year when Samsung was discovered to be recording everything and sending it off to a third company that did the voice to text conversion. And, you know, they were rather embarrassed when people realized, and Samsung had to issue a notice that said, be careful what you say in front of your TV set, essentially. Don't say anything that's
private. Seriously? So yeah. You don't have to be the CIA to be able to do this?
No, absolutely. And therefore, you could also hack Samsung and get that information. But it's not, doesn't end there, of course. I mean, we've got these voice-activated devices all over the place. You've got, I've mentioned, that, you know, the Amazon Echo, but you can even have voice-activated central heating systems and light bulbs. All of this stuff, it can be voice activated.
So a light bulb could be a spy's device for listening in on you.
Isn't it funny? Because when you used to watch those 60s spy thrillers and they had to bug a room, you don't have to bug. We bug our own rooms now. That's the thing about this. And the Samsung TVs, by the way, also have a little webcam built into them as well. Yes, and so that can be hijacked.
Would you recommend, I remember, was it the FBI director?
Black tape.
saying stick a bit of tape over your webcam?
That's what I do. Yeah, I would. It doesn't work so well with microphones, but at least you can obscure.
You seriously would? So you think there's genuinely a possibility that, I mean, I've got a laptop in front of me now, somebody could be looking through that camera.
Look, there was a case a couple of years ago of an American school that was giving laptops to its students who were then caught using software that it is secreted on those systems to spy on those students. And they had to apologize, and there were lawsuits and everything else. So, you know, these tools are out there. You don't need to be a genius to you know, make use of those sorts of tools. They're available, you know, cheaply online, and people buy them. They call them script kiddies. They're not experts themselves, but they just spend a few dollars and buy the toolkit, and off they go. And you know, you should try and protect yourself as best you can, not just against the CIA, but just be aware that whenever there's a device with a microphone or a camera or a GPS circuit in it that can give your location, that information is effectively, you have to consider it to be public. You know, like when you send an email, don't put anything in an email that you wouldn't want published. Now, don't say anything in front of your smartphone or other device that you wouldn't want made public.
Crikey. Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. Fevzi Turkalp.